Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And a perfect way to start your Thursday, Heart Healer with Andrea Riebmeyer. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Welcome back.
Thank you, Nicole. Looking forward to today's show and being back. Love being here every 2 weeks. It's one of my blessings, actually, in the month. Twice a month, getting to do this show. So today, we're going to actually tap into our wealth crystal. And I'm really excited for our guest today, Carrie Norley. We're going to expand. It's expanding into the new wealth. So before I invite Carrie on board, I'd like to open the circle. And in the background, I don't know if you can hear it or not, but it's still activating, are the wealth code abundance sounds, frequencies. So that I'm also putting that into the show. Whether you hear it or not, it's still working. So the sun is a circle. The moon is a circle. The earth is a circle. The drum is a circle. We are in a circle within a circle, and your heart is in the center. I'd like to start off today's show always with us grounding and connecting to our heart and our guides, our those who support us during this journey. This is a really important meditation, especially for the shows that I do as a heart healer, so that you are connected to your heart space as I speak or as my guests speak. It's always very impactful. So I'd like you just to relax just for a moment. And if you're driving, just listen, and you can do this activation later. So if you can put your 2 feet on the ground, and if you're lying down, that's just perfect. That's okay too. I'd like you to visualize a red crystal at your tailbone. Feel into your back, into your spine. And at the bottom of your spine is your tailbone. And there's a beautiful red crystal there. And it's shining bright. This is your root chakra. It's very steady. It's a steady vibration. It holds all these frequencies that are coming in right now as we alchemize them through. So hold this beautiful red crystal. And this red crystal is going to open a portal underneath it. And it's going to shoot down this energy. All the way down, all the way down. All the way down to Mother Earth, Pachamama, Danu. We have many beautiful names for our Mother Earth. And there's a crystal within Mother Earth, and it's your crystal, and you're going to attach. Each one of you has a crystal. So visualize that crystal, and you're attached, beautifully anchored into Mother Earth. And now I'd like you just to release anything that's not serving you in this moment. There's so much going on in the world, but and some of us absorb that energy, so just release it. And some of us just have our own energy that just needs to be released. It's all good. There you go. And as you release, you get to receive always. So Mother Earth is going to give you an abundance of codes. These codes are... So just imagine these codes, all as crystals, and they're going to infiltrate into your crystal, infinite love, unconditional love, grounded Mother Earth energy, nurturing, solid, steady. We're also at a time of creating. So she holds the space for us as we germinate our creations with gentleness and compassion. Waiting for us to release. So all that energy is going into your crystal, and we're going to shoot that up, all the way 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 up. And now we're attached attached to your tailbone crystal, the root chakra, the beautiful red crystal. Feel into that space. Some of you can hold that space with your two hands if you wish. Now we're going to move that energy up to your sacral chakra, just below your belly button. Merge it in there, Mother Earth energy, this feminine energy. Move it up to your solar plexus, beautiful inner power energy. And now we're going to weave it into your heart energy, into your heart space. Feminine energy into your heart space. Now I'd like you to visualize at the top of your head a beautiful crown. We all have it. And this beautiful crown is your crown chakra. Visualize how you wish your crown chakra to look. Its awesomeness. And it shines brightly and opens up a portal above it and shoots all the way up, all the way up, all the way up, through the celestial skies. Visualize what that space is for you as you shoot through stars and planets and stars and suns, Milky Ways, galaxies. And then you're going to come upon a beautiful, massive star. It's very close to source energy. And that star is your star. It's a sun. And within it is a crystal. And it's your crystal and you're going to touch. Connected to masculine energy, source energy, divine. This is the area, the space of your ancestors, wise, healed, and unwounded, who hold space for you, who are always surrounded you at all times. Your spirit guides, your spirit animals, your archangels. The energy here is just so bright with love. It's pure love. So all that pure love, support, guidance is going into your crystal. It's also the space of knowing, infinite knowing, your intuition. It's timeless. There is no time here. Endless possibilities. All that's going into your crystal. And now we're going to shoot it down through the portal. Now visualize again the celestial space, the Milky Ways, the galaxies, the stars, the suns, the moons, the planets, the way you visualized it, all the way down, all the way down. It's your journey. And now we're going to attach it to your crown chakra. There you go. Merging that masculine energy into your crown. Beautiful. Now we're going to just gently float it down into your third eye. We're going to open up your pineal gland with that beautiful intuition, knowing. This flow, flowing, flowing, flowing. Now it's going to flow down into your throat chakra. And this is where you speak your truth. You chant, you sing here. Your vibration, your frequency comes through this space, your voice. You are supported. And now we're going to weave it down into your heart chakra. I love this. And it merges with the feminine energy and the masculine energy merge with the heart chakra as they weave this beautiful tapestry around your body. I'd like you to visualize this heart energy weaving all the way around your body in a clockwise formation. Keep it close to you as we open the show. I'm going to call in the blue ray by the divine light of all beings and with the superior forces of the divine I am. Presence, we invoke the blue flame so it may envelop us in its purest irradiation. From this point of light that I am, may the blue flame spread in all directions, liberating people of the doubt, fear, and ignorance impregnating the earth with elevated concepts of universal brotherhood and sisterhood, fortifying the faith and the will to follow source energy in all moments. We ask that your most pure white crystalline flame pour itself upon all men and women who are at the forefront of the people and nourish the great humanitarian ideals. Deep, deep love. May your blue light descend abundantly upon the earth, opening pathways in the heart of people to the divine mind, so its currents of strength and illumination may flow towards all nations. I am light. I am the blue light that envelops people throughout the earth. I am the blue light that protects all creations who live within the divine order. I am the light that leads all beings to the creator path. I am the will and faith that moves great ideals. I open the path of love and light in all hearts. May the will of God, source energy, be realized throughout the universe, and may these words come alive and become real in this moment and forever. So be it. Beautiful space. So who am I? If you're new to my show, this is my, I think I counted 17. I might be wrong. 17th show. We started in February, and I'm so grateful to be in this space during these times. We need the words, we need the frequencies to reverberate out there in this world. It's love, it's grounding. And I have so many blessed brothers and sisters that I know around the world who support me with this work. I am a transformational coach. I'm also a certified quantum healer, trained with Wampa Varahona and Regan Hillier as the founders and mentors. I'm the founder of the Wisdom of the Great Lakes Retreats, and I've had my third one just recently in the area of Lake Superior. I'm a Reiki Master Leadership Consultant because I believe everyone is a leader, especially during these times. We need everyone to show up. I'm a Certified Emotional Intelligence Coach because I feel the emotions are part of the process, their energy and motion, and how we do that in a healthy, grounded way. I'm the mother of two beautiful souls. I'm so grateful. I'm a little in awe how time's passed so quickly. And I'm the wife of, and I'll say wife, lover, beloved. My beloved is Graham, and we've been together for over 28 years and then some. And lastly, with pride, I'm an edgewalker. And I say that because it allows me to sort of be on the edge always and then come in and impact and then go back out again and watch from the edge to see what's going on. So always in service. But really, I am. There is no title. There is no being. I am. As I said, Lake Superior is where I did my retreat. I live in the center of North America. Well, not North America, but the center of Canada, and I live in the center of the Great Lakes. This is a very powerful portal area, and I want to honor this is the Robinson Huron Treaty territory, and the land on which my community is located is the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe. Today, I'd like to, as I said, I've got these wonderful, amazing souls I know from around the world. Partly the work I do, but I've also activated my 12-strand DNA, which has activated my soul tribe. And Karen Norley is definitely one of my soul tribe. And to introduce Carrie, Carrie is passionate about shifting the wealth consciousness of the planet. Carrie is one of those people, as I've been talking today about, because I feel it's kind of in my space right now. I'm getting downloads around frequencies and codes right now. Is Carrie is definitely somebody who has a wealth frequency code. Just being around her, talking to her, you can feel it activate, and you can get excited about the abundance of all abundance, but especially abundance of wealth when you hear her speak. So I'm excited for all of you to hear her today. And through her book, she wrote a book, The New Wealth, and she works as a wealth alchemist. I love that. And she assists everyone to magnetize, hold, and grow their wealth so they can move into the new wealth. We're talking a new world. Well, there's also a new wealth that goes with it. So that you can achieve your dreams and leave the legacy you deeply desire. She also wrote another book, How to Use Feng Shui to Create Business Abundance. And she, Carrie, plays in the quantum realms, same as me. She's a certified quantum healer, and she helps people release the stories that are keeping them stuck. I love talking to Carrie. It's just, we could just flow and talk all day. I know she's going to sort of have a plan, a flow today of what she's going to talk about. And she has a story, like we all do. And her story is what has set her up for success. So I'd like to bring in Carrie, if you're there.
I am here,
beautiful sister. Love it. Okay, Carrie. I forgot to mention one thing about Carrie, which I love, actually. This little quirky piece about you just enamors me even more, that you're an American Aussie living in Colorado. And I've met Carrie's husband, Hugh, beautiful soul, another soul brother, and two very, very active sons, little boys. But the part you wrote to dancing, I know you love to dance. And ecstatic dance and just dancing. And I love this part. You said, and you like good chocolate, good quality chocolate. Yeah,
yes.
I hear you.
I mean, seriously. I mean, it's really funny. Even when I go to get ice cream or any dessert, I'm always like, why would you get the fruity kind? I'll just eat the fruit. Give me the chocolate.
I'm sure cacao ceremonies are one of your favorites.
Yeah.
Totally. Beautiful.
thank you so much, Andrea.
You're welcome. Yeah. Let's start where, how did you get on this journey? Like, wealth, everyone talks about wealth. Everyone, you know, there's so much out there, especially in business around wealth, but you have a different spin on it. And how did you start? How did you get into this? Because I know that you started to unfold how you were going to show up in the world, your mission, your soul mission started. I heard you speaking in the jungles of Costa Rica as it unfolded. And now you're, I think we're 2 years now. I can't believe
about
it.
A year and
at least
half,
2 years now. Yeah. And now you've unfolded into this space, this beautiful space. Tell us, where are you at and how did you get here?
Okay, thank you. First of all, I want to just honor you for the beautiful intro. I'm just like, I wish every intro started like this. Every interview started like this. I'm like all zen. And you're like, you have a plan? I'm like, no, I'm all zen, like connected to earth. What am I doing? okay, so my story. So for me, when I was growing up, I was born into wealth. I was born into success. And my grandparents, my grandfather bought and then created a car dealership he ended up becoming the number one Chevrolet dealer in the world. And he sold between 1936 and 1986, he sold 1 million Chevrolets, or cars, I should say, because I think he had some others by the time he started expanding. And from there, within that, he was at the forefront of the automobile industry. So he was a very pioneer within the industry. And when eventually the people started having cars come and in businesses and people would start to use them for sales and be able to drive around and do their sales calls, the salespeople all of a sudden started driving away from these companies within a few months of receiving a car and were wondering, what do we do with that? Or sorry, like the employees were wondering, like, how do we stop that? Because obviously they don't want to buy a car and have somebody drive away. So he created what we now have as fleet car leasing. And it is still one of, a few years ago, it was a top Forbes 200 company. And so I grew up in and beyond, right? He's an entrepreneur. So there was a lot more than that as well, right? But these are his big companies, shall we say. And so I grew up in a life of opulence, I will say. And it's really an interesting thing because, you know, you said how I really started to talk about this last year at Quantum Healing, which is true. And I can remember even then, like, sitting in our first circle, and I was like, I didn't even want to say it when we were in our first circle. I was like, I don't want to talk about this. Don't make me. And it's been an interesting, you know, and I know when we spoke the other day about this interview or this conversation, like, one of the things we were talking about was shame around money. And I was saying to you that it doesn't matter whether we've come from wealth or from poverty or from middle class or from whatever. Like, we all have a story around money, and it doesn't matter how we came, what we came from, oftentimes we're going to end up in some sort of shame or guilt or whatever the emotions are that people have. But usually there is shame and guilt around money and how we either have it or don't have it, and how we receive it or we don't receive it. And so for me, for many, many years, I just wanted to fit in. Like, I left Chicago, which is where I'm originally from, and went to college in Colorado State, and then spent 3 years at Indiana University, and then from there moved to Sydney, Australia. And in all those places, like, I could really kind of, I'm going to say, hide away, shall I say. Not so much at Indiana, but the other places. And when you have grown up in the life that I had, there was a lot of people who know you. There's a lot of spotlight. Like, I grew up going into big fundraisers, and people would know. Like, I'd walk into communities, like, oh, you're so-and-so. I'm like, yes. And in Chicago, in, you know, it was a huge dealership, so you could walk around, and there's cars, like, everywhere you drove was his name, my family's name. So it's kind of, you know, it's kind of hard to, I'm going to say, hide, shall I say. And when I left, it was like I just wanted to fit in with other people because I didn't have necessarily the wealth and success. I was just a normal college kid, right? And so I didn't want people to treat me differently. I didn't want people to look at me differently or talk to me differently. I didn't want to be taken advantage of, and I have been taken advantage of, you know, and so financially. And so there was a lot of just like, I just won't talk about it. It doesn't matter. No one needs to know this. And so it wasn't until last year that I really was like, I need to start telling my story. And it was when my grandmother passed away that, which was just over 2 years ago, something like that, about 2.5 years ago. And when she passed away, she came to me and she's like, you must tell my story. You must tell my story. You are the one to tell my story. And I was like, and it's interesting because we talk about shame, right? Like when we talk about wealth, like I always say there's like kind of like a secret society in wealth in which people don't talk about it outside of the secret society, right? It's like, let's go to our little country club or let's go to wherever they're going to hang out and we can sit. And people don't talk about money the same way when you have it than when you don't. Having lived in both worlds, I can officially say. And so there's different stories, there's different conversations. What happens in those places stays in those places. And so consequently, like for me to start talking about stuff, like was like a bit like, my family's not going to like me for this. I shouldn't be saying these things. I'm not supposed to talk about these things. We're just supposed to be humble people, blah, 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 which is hilarious considering my grandfather's and grandmother's name is all around the city of Chicago. Like, you could see it on walls. You can see it on camps. Like, it's hilarious, right? So, like, there's no hiding it to begin with, and yet we're not supposed to necessarily talk about it, right? And it's this complete polar opposite to what happens when you get, we call it, you know, quote-unquote new wealth, right? With these new online growth of people, and we're all of a sudden getting all this money, and people are then getting all flashy, and they've got to show all the things off. On the other side of it, it's like, we have, if you have the money, you have it, you get to live your life, you don't talk about it, you don't have to flaunt it. And people will say, of course it's flaunting if you meet somebody who's got a Bentley or a Corvette or whatever the things are, right? And they're like, you know, you could say, oh my God, look at them, it's so, you know, like, flaunty, right? For them, it's just like, I have the money, so I'm going to have this thing and don't really care what you think, right? And so, so it was a really interesting transition and a really hard thing for me to have to do eventually to just be like, it doesn't matter, like this mission and this message and bringing wealth, the transmission, as you said, this transmission of wealth to the world was far more important than keeping it to myself.
Yeah, I'm curious because, as I'm hearing you talk here, because I remember, because when we did our quantum healing in Costa Rica, we, as certified quantum healers, we had to practice on people. So we all got to practice on each other multiple times, which is amazing and opened up things. So for you, what I'm hearing is a lot of programming had to get switched out. And the what I love, like you, I can feel it in you actually, is when we do this work as quantum healers. And there are many other modalities of people who do other work, which, by the way, I'd like to talk about your spiral work at one point. There are other modalities, too. But when we clear this programming, which doesn't serve us, you get to clear a space where then you open up the activation.
Yeah.
You have codes. You have wealth codes. And not just wealth. It's the abundance codes are multiple, like contribution, health, I know you just went to the gym. You know, your mindset, all of the abundance codes, you've activated them. Mm. I think your strengths, wealth, a lot of it. But, yeah, I can hear it in you. It's so cool. And how you're going to serve the world in this. It is a big one, especially for spiritual leaders, right?
Mm.
Don't talk about money.
It's so big. And a lot of people, you know, there's so many people in the spiritual world that, you know, obviously in the spiritual world, we know this, it's quite common that, you know, the money is repelled. And it's, for me, it was like such an important mission around the fact that it doesn't have to be that way. And I spent so many years, and this is, I think, finally, eventually, why I was like, I had to start talking about it. Because I've spent so many years listening to people badmouth rich people, wealth, money. And I would just sit there. And I'm like, or I would, you know, quietly say, you know, hey, that's not how it's necessarily true or whatever. But I was just like, man, the world would be a way different place if you stopped making up the story about how bad money and wealth is. Because for me, I'm like, holy moly, like, I know not only how good it is to live an opulent life where you're not worried about the price tags. You're not worried about, oh, can I afford to have that glass of wine? Or, oh, can I do that? Like, the opulence, I can just go travel if we want to travel, all these things. I mean, that's just personally, right? And a lot of people, it's like they feel like, and especially in the spiritual world, I call it the Mother Teresa complex, right? That we have to give. Yeah. And if we don't, like, sacrifice ourselves, then we didn't give enough. It wasn't pure enough or whatever, right? Like, whatever story.
Yeah, it's a false template.
Right?
I talked, uh-huh. Yeah, 2 weeks ago, I had Flowing River on, and we talked about the templates and some of the false templates. So this is another false template of spiritual leaders are not to be wealthy.
Right.
You know,
and
in the past, monks or Buddha or, you know, the different spiritual leaders,
mm-hmm.
even shamans, they lived in community, and the community supplied them with their needs, housing, food, so that they could do the work. That was the payment was community, right? And it has shifted to a different type, but it's still an energy exchange. And yeah, we need to own it and live in it. And I'd love, this part around shame is big. And I'm hoping you're going to delve into it. Yeah. And, you know, there are times, though, that the wealthy have become wealthy on the backs of others. And it's how to clear those lineages, those hurts. You know,
mm-hmm.
first, you know, indigenous
like slavery
people,
codes and, yeah.
slavery
mm-hmm.
codes. Yeah, it's they have been used to be wealthy on the backs of others. And that, I think that wealth is kind of not so good. But it is good and it isn't good. So I'm just curious, did you look into that too? Like, because there's a lot there. I know you have your family. Have you looked into because you live in the U.S. and there's a lot going on there.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have I looked into? I don't know what you mean. Have I looked into? Keep going.
Well,
I mean,
there's a code.
Like slavery codes.
Yeah. And I know the slavery codes are getting released too. I've personally done it, and how money is attached to, or you know, money is bad because da 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 da. Like you mentioned before, wealthy people and money. But there's an old code, there's an old programming that wealth was made on the backs of others, stripping the resources of the land, stripping the resources of people. And how do we shift that, right? Like, so we can see money as it is. It's a beautiful crystal.
Mm.
It wants us to play.
Yeah, I think as we... I mean, ultimately, when I vision this concept of the new wealth, so this book, when it came through me, it shocked me. Like, quite honestly, Andrea, like, fully shocked me. I was like, wow. And, like, you know, when you start channeling, right? And my fingers are moving, and I'm letting it come through me, and I'm reading it later going, did I actually write that? You know, when you channel things, you don't actually remember what you write. Did I actually write
that? I love
that.
That.
And so when I sat down to write the book, I didn't know this is what would come through. But what ultimately becomes the reality in this concept of the new wealth is this abundant, I almost feel like it's more equal, right? Like there's, to me, what I feel as we move into this, the new wealth or the fifth dimension or the new earth, whatever you want to, words you want to use for this, that we get to create more of this balance. And I feel like, you know, there's so much of us that could go back and rehash the history. But I think ultimately what's more important is, yes, of course, like we can do, as you know, like the quantum healing and different things, we can clear these codings of the slavery. And it's powerful. Like you said, I've gone back and cleared some slavery codes in my own past lives and history. But then as we do that, we get to choose to move into this new way of the world. And for me, the vision that comes through is that we are more equal. You know, we move into a society, or we move into a way of sharing energy, right? Or mm-hmm. Yes, I'll say sharing energy, that is abundant for all, right? That there is a far more equal society, and that currency, to me, like the currency is love. And if we all come to this vibration of love, then spread that around the planet, and we all came from a place of self-responsibility, right? Like, we would have a very different life. And I think that more people would then give a higher level of income to people. More people would look after each other. And ultimately, I see that we don't have to have, like, ultimately, in order to do this, like the journey that I'm on right now, in order to actually walk into this space, this new wealth, we must clear our addiction to suffering. Because as a humanity, we are conditioned, as you said, with our stories, right? We are conditioned to suffer. We've been told that it has to be hard, that it is unequal, that we do have suffering, right? Like in relationships, in money, in health, like there's always suffering for humanity. And it doesn't have to be that way, right? Like, how can we choose to have it as an abundant way? And how can we spread that through love? And if we all came from that place, I don't think that we would have that segregation, the disharmony, or even further, the dis-ease, right, throughout the world that lurks in and that, like, systemically pulls us down, you know?
I think
ultimately, so, like, as we look at, especially as we look at right now, I'm in America, right, the politics that are going on, and with the coronavirus, with all of the two sides, the multiple sides, right? And, like, for me, when I look at everything that's going on now, I'm like, for me, the message more isn't about which side is right or wrong. It's rise above both of them. Rise above both of them. Like, how can we return to love? Thank you, Marianne Williamson, right? How can we return to love and come from this whole place versus having a side at all on that way? You know, like, none of them are right or wrong. It's just a belief.
Yeah.
You know?
No, and
so
it's
I think the polarity.
Yeah. I want to bring back the self responsibility to this, you know, that the work. Oh my Lord, I'm just going to forget his name. Look at my book, because he's right here. I just forgot his name. With freedom comes responsibility, right? And, you know, we are responsible for our own actions, thoughts, and beliefs and behaviors. And it's not someone else out there that's doing it to us. It's how we react to it and taking the responsibility for that and having the option. I love the programming of having the option of, yeah, both sides are right, having no judgment around it. And how, so anyone listening to the show right now, if you did the, you know, like just tap back into that heart energy space, tap back into the space that circles around your body of feminine, masculine, divine energy in the heart space. And feel it from, as we're talking, as we continue to talk and Carrie shares, feel it from that space right now, what's being said. Because there's going to be some reactions here of like, no, you can't, you know, it's not like that. Just tap back into that heart space right now. So thank you, Carrie. I'm excited to read your book. I love downloads. I love just... You know, you write with flow and you don't know what you wrote and you think it's garbage, and then you read back and it's this brilliant piece of work. I love it. What is the highlight? What surprised you about your book when you wrote it?
Good question. What surprised me about my book when I wrote it? How visionary it is, really. right, when I wrote this book, and I think this is an amazing thing about writing books, period, right, this experience for me, and I'll just share personally, but when I wrote this book, it was about the vision. I had no idea that I was going to be taking people into this whole visionary space. I thought I was going to be writing a book, and it was going to be, you know, a book. And all of a sudden, I was like, holy moly, by the time I was finished, I was like, this is a movement. Like, this is a movement into a new wealth, into a new way of being. And for me, like, that next piece being, of course, that then you have to live into that. I get to, right? Like, so for me, the surprise was how much it has birthed me through this vision. And because I'm a person of integrity. Right? I choose to be. And so I want to be in as much integrity with the message as I can be. Also, the fear of, or I don't know if it's fear, the, anyway, like the moving forward into this vision and bringing something through that I don't know how it's going to manifest. Like, it's so visionary. How you, even you said it, it's triggering, right? How can we possibly, in this time that if I look around on the planet right now, in a really practical level, it's like, how the heck are billions of people going to move into that? How is that going to happen? And can we really be in a peaceful, loving, self-responsible society full of abundance where everybody is looked after and nobody is poor? Like, is that possible? I can't imagine I channeled it if it wasn't, right? It's possible. Like, it must be. And so I think that's a really interesting piece for me. And then what opens up because of it, and I think this is a really important piece around wealth creation, living a soul-aligned, purpose-led life, right? When we take that initial step, like, I didn't know I was going to write this book. And then I literally said, oh, my God, I've written a million words in this last 11 months. I probably should put it into a book. 3 days later, this book writer retreat came in, and I knew it was the person I wanted to write with. And so I was like, well, I guess I'm writing a book. I still don't know what it's about, right? And so the surprise being, like, you just take these aligned steps and then something. And then 3 weeks later, I was writing this book. In a week, I wrote this book. And from there, the things that then unfolded, which are things like, you know, and we were talking about this before, too. Like, so I was like, how is this going to happen? And then one of the things, like, on a really practical level, how can we physically have an abundant world? And what's the currency, the very practical currency, right? Because in the world that we live in, especially right now, I mean, the banking system's already sucked, and they're already ridiculously corrupt, which is talked about in the book. Like, I talk about the corruption of the banking systems right now. So that's already existed. But then we get into, like, where we are now in the world, and people are printing so much money. And, like, this is – it's a lot, right? So the systems, like, there's going to be crashes and things like this that are coming for us as it rebalances itself. And so then I was like, so if that's the case, then – if we have this currency that isn't quite working for us right now, right, and is really working for the people who are the global elite, not for the you and I people, then what would it look like to move beyond that? And I didn't have an answer. And I've known about the digital currency space, which, you know, we were talking about the other day. I've known about the digital currency space. It's around. Obviously, it's been around for a while. But for me, it was something that was still kind of like the wild, wild west. And I know I'm probably not the only one who would think that, who is listening to this, right? It's a bit like, who knows what's going to happen with it? It's up and down and it's crazy. Until I did this book, and then all of a sudden all these opportunities appeared, and I was like, oh, there's some really cool stuff happening in the digital currency space. There's literally like banking systems being created outside of the current banking system, the fiat currency, and people are able to make 8% compounding interest per year, and it's safe. And it's like, how does that work? I'm like, well, that's what's already happening in the systems. It's just that we don't receive that money. So it's actually like these banking systems that are coming, or these ways of being in this digital space, they're like, you know, when we get our head around it, it's like it's actually no different in many ways than the current system. This already, a lot of the things already exist here. It's just that we become sovereign with our money. And I think that ultimately, when we can become sovereign with our money, right, when we're not dependent on the government, we're not dependent on their interest rates or whatever, right? When we become sovereign with our money, when we become sovereign, even as you've talked about the masculine and the feminine, right, with our own energy, with our own systems, with our own health, everything, that's when we can rise, right? Like, we get to be sovereign beings on this planet. And I'm seeing more and more now as this virus continues, right? And seeing so many human rights tried to be taken from us, it's only showing me more how so crucially important it is for us to be our own sovereign beings on all levels. And so these are ways that we can open up to in this space, to having our sovereignty with our wealth and our abundance and our finances. And like, think about it. If you're making 8% compounding interest per year, that's a huge difference besides to people financially than 0.5% sometimes, you know, maybe if you raise in big threat
yeah.
now that you can maybe.
Well, I think there's a lot of themes here. There's so many themes, you know, and you have to put wealth
know,
in the
right?
room, you know, you got to put
open,
wealth
open
in the room because sovereignty is a big theme that's coming up, and how, you know, we are sovereign beings. As you release these slave codes, so anyone who works with me, and there's many others again, pretty much everyone I have on this show almost can help release slave codes. When you release the slave codes, you have a moment that you're a sovereign being. And I think it's my biggest one that I work with clients is them realizing they are sovereign beings. And if you're a sovereign being, then how do you continue that journey and not be attached to these energies that aren't serving you? I love that. So let's, because I was, the cryptocurrency for me was like, I'm not sure of it. And my background is trust. Like, I'm a trust leader. Like, that, I wrote a book on it, right? And so it's around trust of this, because it's new. It's new, and do I trust these people? Do I trust this forum and all these pieces? And, yeah, it's not just the bank. The bank is, yeah, the bank's got many issues that aren't serving people. But it's also holding it over the heads of cities, the money, bankrupting cities, bankrupting countries.
Countries.
Not cool.
Yeah.
So then that you can rule them. Like, just not cool.
Nice.
So, you know, and I know a lot of who, as they come into their own, and they're in their 50s, now they, you know, they're no longer married, and they have to do their own thing and manage their own money. And it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as they get they understand that they're a sovereign being, everything shifts. All of a sudden they can do it. And this is the space we're playing in. And again, I'm going to put it out there because somebody, another fellow sister, Gabby, who lives in Australia, is also plays with the frequency of wealth, talks about playing. It's wealth is a crystal. And she's got a beautiful story around it. I love her story. And it wants us to play. It's not, it's a nice play, by the way. It's playing nicely in the sandbox. Not badly.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. It's play, and it's play. And I can hear you playing more often as you're talking in this, the work you're doing. You're playing in this space, and it knows it, and it matches its frequency to you.
It is play, and it's interesting because some of the work I do that since last year when I started telling the story, and I started being like, I didn't want to tell my story to begin with because I was like, people aren't going to relate to me. And I've had it. So many people say to me, oh, well, you don't understand what it's like to be me because, and I'm like, first of all, I didn't need to grow up broke to understand money. Second of all, and I didn't live, you know, like I've had to live and pay my rent and understand that too. Right. But the other piece of that is, hold on. I just totally forgot what I was going to say. What was I just starting with?
You don't need to be rich, but I'm gonna challenge you a little bit on that because I think because you have been in a wealthy environment, like abundant, like full opulence, you use the word opulence, it allows you to see it for what it is. And, you know, and then also, you know, just I'm going to just say normal blow Joe, you know, like we pay the rent, we, you know, am I going to make this month kind of thing. So it's sort of just, you know, people who I'm not going to say preach, but who market wealth, and that's their thing, but have never been wealthy,
It's tricky to bring people into the energy of wealth. I've always said that. To bring people into the – I watch people who are dead broke try and talk about wealth. I'm like, it's hilarious. There's no way.
It doesn't
Because energetically,
work.
They're not aligned.
Yeah, they're not – the frequencies aren't aligned. And you have – like I said, once you unblocked
– Yeah.
Doing the quantum healing was big for you. You unblocked a huge area that allowed you to activate your wealth codes.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Totally.
And you're helping serve others.
Right. And so this is what ended up happening. So when I started to get into my story and to like realize my story, it's like, what if I stopped ignoring it? And I started to look at, okay, what if other people could relate to me? And I'm like, for years, I walked around trying to find someone to help me with my money stuff because it's different, right? Same, we get to the same place, but we get there differently. And like you just said, this is what it was, like you just said about the person, you know, the people who are all of a sudden getting money. And it happens when you get divorced, right? And there's usually one partner, oftentimes, that hasn't actually had anything to do with the money, right? And then all of a sudden, they receive their part of the settlement, and they're like, what do I do with this? Plus, it's got attachment to whatever negative, because usually divorce does not come with something as a necessarily happy experience. And some people are now learning to uncouple beautifully, but generally speaking, even that, there's going to still be some energetic, can I say, like ties, right, with this money. And so whether it's through divorce, whether it's through an inheritance, or whether it's through you start to really grow your business and all of a sudden you're having more and more money come in, but nothing to show for it because you keep spending it all, right? That we have to learn the ability to hold money and to feel, like you said, like we said earlier, to release the shame around it. Like there's no shame around being wealthy. It's a beautiful thing. And the more, like for me, and this is where it becomes like for me, my passion is the more that you have, the more that you can give, right? Like the more that you have, the more that you can give. And I've watched my grandparents change so many, like thousands and thousands, probably millions of lives around the world. And I was just like, it's one person. One person did that, you know? And so the more that we have, the more that we can give. And I think this is like the biggest reason where most spiritual people want to have to give so much. They want to change the world. We want to shift. But like you actually have a lot more power to do it with money. Unless, like I said, this is Mother Teresa complex. Unless you want to be Mother Teresa, live on the street and help people that way. But I don't really know many people who want that right now.
Yeah, which is interesting because everyone thinks Mother Teresa was poor, but she brought in millions
to those
orphanages to help.
She brought a million.
Still helping.
She was amazing at fundraising. Yeah. She just didn't keep it for herself.
I am going, it's the top of the hour, so it goes fast.
How did it already happen?
Can you self-promote? Can you tell people how they can get a hold of you, your book, your programs?
Yes. So the best place to interact with me, because I write a lot on Facebook and I love it there, is to come and visit me on Facebook at facebook.com/KerriNorley1. And Kerri is KerriNorley. And the same as the website, KerriNorley.com. And if you go there to either of those places and you just reach out to me, I will get you the link for the book. We have, I'm actually in edit phase now, so fingers crossed this should make the light of day about November. And there's a VIP book launch list that you can come in and get access to things already, including an interview with somebody who I've done around, like this will be really interesting. I think you'll like it too, Andrea, actually. An interview I've done with someone around that whole digital currency space and something called decentralized finance. And this is where we get into this whole banking system. And so I've done some interviews within the book. And so if you want to join into that, then you can just or you can email me too, Kerri@KerriNorley.com, Kerri@KerriNorley.com.
And Norley is N-O, yeah. And Norley is N-O-R-L-E-Y. Okay.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and then you can come in, and it's free to come in for the VIP book launch, and you can actually, so like eventually, sometime in the next couple of weeks, I'll release off the interview, so you guys can see that early there, because there's some things that are happening in the world right now that are meaning that there's timing. Timing is really important in the space of money moving right now, in and out of markets and all sorts of things. So, yeah. I highly recommend that you come in and I can give you some more information about just some options that you could also have to open up your world that way.
Ooh, that's good stuff. Thank you. And also, you do you're a certified quantum healer, and I know that you use that in your practice. But you're also a spiral. I love spirals.
A spiral crack.
I told you that.
Spiral crack. Yes. Yeah. So I do quantum healing work. I do work around with people around releasing their money stuff, and helping them step into wealth. And then spiral is, I love them together, quantum healing and spiral, because spiral does the emotional side of things. And so we can really get targeted. So things like shame and guilt and all these things that people have around money, we go in and we'll actually can actually pull out the pattern that you're playing, the looping pattern, the looping story that you've been stuck in. So literally probably since you were 5 or 2 or 1. And then we clear it. And things, most people who come on and do a wealth alchemy call with me. Not always, you know, I make no guarantees, but most people within hours, I get a message, Carrie, you wouldn't believe. I'm like, I would believe.
Yeah.
This client showed
same.
Up just now. Or da, 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 da. I'm like, no, I believe it. Because by the time you, like you said, by the time we have done the clearing work, but also you've come into this field, like for me, these wealth codes and these fields, like I'm really starting to own into the fact that when people come into my field, I don't have to do anything. You will receive new wealth codes. You will receive an activation into being more into your wealth experience. And then we clear stuff and people, it shifts people massively. It's amazing.
I love it. Seriously, anyone listening to this show today, you're already getting activated with a wealth code. Just by Carrie's presence and voice. And if you're getting triggered, perfect. I think that's a great thing. Triggering is the lessons to release and to learn. So if you are, please contact myself or Carrie. And we're up at the hour. Probably going to have you back, honey.
There's
so much to talk about around wealth.
So
and I'm excited about your book.
Me too.
Thank you. And Nicole, we're up on the hour.
Thanks, Andrea, for having me.
You're welcome. Love you.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.